Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Provokers. Oh, that's
the wrong intro.
Wow, can't believe this.
Restart! Editing it and roll it back!
Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers podcast where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
I'm John, also known as Jeevan Stevens.
And I'm Ethan, otherwise known as FladZoxy Gaming on YouTube and Twitch.
Alright, so it's been a week. How you guys been?
Terrible. I will not elaborate.
I will not elaborate.
Okay, John's been terrible, but won't elaborate.
Got it. As for me, I guess I've just been grinding for a job, you know, at this point. Nothing yet, but I do have a method of making some cheddar. And no, it's not robbing the bank, don't worry. that's tomorrow. That's not today. No. But I have a lot of games I can sell because I don't use my Xbox 360 anymore. I haven't touched the Xbox 360 in like 20 years. And they're kind of just games that are sitting around, so I'm going to check to see not only if they work, but also what I can get for them. I'm going to sell them. And then, because I'm actually going to be going on vacation here soon. I don't know if I mentioned that to you guys at home. I mentioned it to these two. But I will be gone the week of my birthday, so we're going to need to probably do a birthday-related thing before then, but I'm going to be gone the week of my birthday all the way to Columbus Day. So that's about 3 weeks, if I'm counting that right. And I'm excited. It's the same place I went before in the Beach Day episode, where I talked about going on vacation. We're going to the same place. Very excited about it, because I love spending time with my grandparents. I love going to that location that we're going to. It's really fun, and it's a really nice trip. And I'm very, very excited for it. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Nice.
You've been doing anything now, or you just want to get out of this story?
I'm jotting stuff on down.
He's taking points away from John already.
Like, all right, well, he's good here. He gets 5 points for selling stuff, and John gets nothing. In fact, we're taking away stuff.
Well, John, if you just had elaborated why your week sucked, you would have gotten some points.
Well, yeah, no, that's fair. I did a bit of a highlight of the week, though, is I did finally get the final achievement in Resident Evil 4 that I was working towards. Mm-hmm. And like the achievement was like to beat the DLC on the hardest difficulty and get it, and that's plus rank, which you need to, you know, go through a new game and beat it in less than 2.5 hours and use less than 10 saves. And I was actually able to beat it in less than 2 hours. So like I even like did it better than I had previously done on a new game plus run.
Did you stream there, or did you do that by yourself?
I streamed a couple of the attempts because the way the hardest difficulty works is if you die, you go back to your save. And since I'm limiting my saves, I was only saving once or twice a chapter. So I'd have to go back pretty far. But I completed it off stream.
And where can they watch this stream you're talking about?
I mean, watch it on twitch.tv/JeevanStevens.
There you go.
And my week was more or less just same. Went to work, and that's really about it.
Fun.
Actually, did have something interesting happen. One of my buddies that works with me, he was on his way to work earlier this week. And on his way to work, he hit a tree and also hit a bird somehow.
2-for-1 combo, nice.
2-for-1 combo.
But yeah, that was interesting, because we were just out on break, he tells me about this. We look at the front of his car, inside his radiator is just a dead bird.
Oh, fun. Hey, it's dinner for tomorrow, right?
Yeah, pretty
exactly.
Much. Well, for him it was free dinner, for me I came home with nothing.
Well, maybe you brought over some birds, didn't you?
Yeah.
My thing for birds and cars, right, is like they can fly away. If you run over a squirrel, that's sad for the squirrel, obviously, right? But birds, like if you run over a bird, that's the bird's fault. They could have flew away. They didn't. They chose not to.
Birds are also sometimes kind of stupid because you'll see, like you'll be going towards one, and you'll see it like start to try to run away as if it doesn't have wings, and then it starts to fly.
Yeah, I don't understand them, because like I'm learning to drive right currently, and right, you got when you're learning to drive, you got to learn what you're allowed to hit and what you can't. For example, if you see a deer, it's better to hit the deer than it is to swerve into the ditch. If you come across a moose, swerve into that ditch as fast as possible, because you might die if you hit that moose.
Right.
But like when it comes to smaller animals like squirrels or birds, if you can avoid the squirrel, you should avoid the squirrel. But birds, I'm just like, if a bird's sitting there in the road just being like accepting death, then he's gonna get death. Like I can't do anything about that. I'm not gonna move into the oncoming traffic lane just to not hit a bird. Like the bird could fly away. I'm not doing that. So like it's the bird's fault if they die from a car incident, because like that's their fault. They can fly. Now I'll teach him to poop on my windshield. but no, it's like, it's always like strange to me. Like John said earlier, like they'll waddle like across the street, and just as you're inches away from them, they'll fly away. It's like you could have done that earlier. But
yeah, all right. What's that? Do you have any headlines, Ethan?
I do. So this one's really interesting, actually, and if you're a technology nerd or very interested in this topic, then you might find this pretty intriguing. Swedish scientists have created a nanorobot, that goes into your body and specifically targets cancer cells from the inside. So previous nanobots have killed cells that were both cancerous and helpful, which is not good, because if they kill off cells that are helpful, then you're not helping really anything. But these nanobots that they've created have a thing in them that specifically can target cancer cells, even if they're posing as normal cells. It can detect that there's cancer in it, and it will go in and destroy it and all of its neighbors that are also cancerous cells. So that's pretty interesting. So we're getting close to that's already nanobot technology, but we're getting close to authorized nanobot technology. And we just have to hope that this process accelerates, and we can maybe get rid of cancer maybe not get rid of it, but we can prevent it, with these nanobots. Obviously, people have to be okay with having robots in their system, but I think it's pretty interesting. It's just one more step closer to getting rid of cancer, so I'm all for it.
Yep, well, that's a good thing.
But it's a very interesting one and it's a hopeful one, because like I said, if we are able to get closer to being able to treat cancer, because like I said, it's not even once it's done, we're not going to get rid of it, I don't think. But we would be able to hopefully be able to either prevent it or stop it in its tracks when it does happen. That's my headline for today.
Very nice.
Nice.
Now, do you have any one for the Creator Showcase?
The Creator Showcase goes to Jeebins Feebins. You can catch him on Twitch.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So, in short answer, no. But Jeebins Feebins, I haven't shouted him out yet, so go check out Jeebins Feebins. I heard he's bald, but he's bald and fabulous, so you can go check him out on Twitch at Jeebins Feebins, like he said earlier. He's actually been playing a game called Celeste, which I didn't even know existed. He played that. The section he was doing looked hardest, looked like a rage game, but I guess that was an optional path he was doing. So, but yeah, he plays games like that, Resident Evil, Batman games, a lot of those cool games. So go check him out over there.
All right. So you boys ready for the topic today?
I'm never ready.
No. Okay.
The constant chaos over here.
Well, knowing you, you are a bit chaotic.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
Maybe both.
John, the last episode I hosted. All right, so today we're doing essentially Night Owl versus Early Bird, but it's essentially team versus team. I basically have a list of teams where there's different teams, and these two are going to discuss which team they feel like they're on. I might even give my opinion on this, depending on how much I really get.
I would stay closer to your phone there, because it's you've been cut. Anytime you back away, it doesn't pick you up anymore.
Gotcha.
But like Noah just said, that's what it is. It's team versus team. That's the topic name. The episode's probably not going to be called that, because that'd be strange. But like he said, Early Bird versus Night Owl is the first one, and then he's gonna go through, like, their personality teams. It's not like, oh, do you choose the the hockey team or this hockey team. It's like, we're not talking about sports. It's just like personality teams, basically.
Yeah. As much as I would like to talk about sports, these two don't want to, so...
It's not a sports podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go watch my favorite sports team.
Yeah, go my favorite sports team. That's another Creator Showcase. Go listen to them.
Yes, I'm sure they need help over there.
It's listen, they're very small. Like they're struggling. Like that Mark guy, he has like 2,000 subscribers. Yeah. He's got to get help, man.
Yeah, he's super small. You don't even heard of him.
Exactly.
All right. So the teams that we have first is Early Bird versus Night Owl. Which team do you guys feel like you're on?
John, you want
to
go first?
I wonder for myself. I kind of like have experienced both sides of this coin, you know, because I was forced to be a Early Bird for a little bit there. And I will say I prefer Night Owl, definitely. I can't really, like, other than I feel more productive at night, and I prefer when it's kind of like quieter. There's not a bunch of people making noises.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm just doing stuff on my own in my room during the night, it's kind of nicer than if I'm trying to do stuff and there's, like, a billion things going on because everyone's waking up and slamming doors and screaming at each other.
Yeah, as for me, we explained this in the pre-episode, as you can catch on Patreon. But these are... essentially, like, you have the topic. This topic is relating around. You have to pick a side. You can't be like, well, sometimes I'm an early bird, sometimes I'm not. No, you have to pick a side. Now, this one, I would say, like John said earlier, I had to be an early bird for certain parts of my life, but I am definitely 100% a night owl. I do not like waking up early. And like, the only times I'm okay with waking up early is if it's for, like, a special event I'm going to. For example, when we were back in school, there's trips I was excited to go on, like my chorus trip that, to New York City was going to be, I mean, New York City might have been terrible, but I was excited for what was going to happen there. And so I think we had to wake up at like 4.
John, it was
4, right? It was around like 4, like even earlier, because the bus left at 5.
We left very early, so we, you know, obviously have to wake up pretty early to get to school to leave. And we got there, it was still morning, so yeah, it was probably like around 4. I don't remember specifically, but I do remember being like, oh my goodness, I need all the coffee.
Well, the bus left at 5, so I assume we either, because I guess you controlled when you woke up, but I woke up at 4. Because I mean, it doesn't take me an hour to get ready, but I like to be somewhat awake by the time I'm going there, or got on the bus.
Right.
Luckily, though, my friend that was next to me kept me, it was not just my friend, it was like the people around us kept me sane, so... I didn't lose my mind or anything, but yeah, like John said, I need my coffee, damn it. Where's my coffee? We actually stopped at McDonald's. I actually remember. We stopped at McDonald's for breakfast.
Yeah.
And I believe I actually got a coffee. It was a McDonald's coffee, because it was 99 cents. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to pass that off. Come on now. And I think I got
sweet tea.
Yeah, and then me and my friend both got McGriddles, because we're like, well, we got to splurge on the McGriddles. Hashtag not sponsored, but hashtag please do. So yeah, I would say Night Owl through and through. I do not like waking up early, and I stay up quite late, and that's what Night Owls entail. I don't think I'd want to be like a security guard or something, because I don't like staying up that late, and I don't know if I like the idea of sleeping during the day. So I probably wouldn't want that too much, but I'm definitely more of a
night owl. You don't want to play 5 Nights at Freddy's in real life?
No, surprisingly, no, I don't. But, like, I've seen security job guards at, like, at a car park and stuff. But there always seems to be some sort of, like, ghost story that those guys conjure up that they have seen or something. They don't even shoot videos of it. I'm like, you know what? I'm not interested. You know, I'll leave ghosts alone. I don't want to bother them right now. I'm okay. And I especially don't want to be a night guard in, like, a psychiatric ward or something. That's where the true demons come out. So I'm okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So... next teams that we have here are Time Saver versus Life Happens.
Yeah, no, I send these to Noah, so if I need to, I'll explain them. But do you guys know what these mean? I kind of explained it off camera. Or off air.
Yeah. This one I feel like we've talked the most about off of here, because usually when we would bring up this topic, this is the example to go with. Be like, because of some people in this group of three in their actions.
I feel like you're calling someone out here, John.
Nah.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, time saver. Let me explain it just to the viewers in case you're curious what the heck that means. Time saver is like you like to be early. You don't like when people are late. You are very, I wouldn't say pretentious about it, but you're definitely kind of annoyed when someone's late, or you definitely like when something's scheduled. You're annoyed when the thing doesn't go in the direction you wanted it to. Team life happens is like, well, sometimes life gets in the way, and that causes people to be late and like all that stuff. So that's the different teams. But I was gonna say, do you want me, us to flip for these so we can?
Yeah, I think we should. I think it's more interesting that way.
Yeah, I think so too. I would love to say I'm team life happens, but I honestly don't think that's true. I think I'd be lying to myself. I love being early, because if I'm early, I get to be. I essentially like being early allows you to be more professional with stuff. It allows you to be more proactive. It allows you to be all this type of stuff. And while I understand life happens, I don't think I can be on that team because I don't think I can say that I'm perfectly okay with people being late all the time. Like I'm okay with someone if they're late if they explain why they're going to be late beforehand. Like Axel, for example, this is the one time I remember this actually. We were going to play something. Me, John, and Axel were going to play something. And anytime Axel's going to be late, he will tell us like 30 minutes beforehand, like, hey, I might be like 10 minutes late or something. Because he has to take the dogs out. I think that was one of the examples he gave before. And I'm like, cool. Because like I know not to expect him at the time that he was expected at before. Because he's told me that he won't be that he'll be late and that he won't be able to make the exact time that we scheduled. Because I'm also a person that schedules a lot of things. These guys know that I schedule a lot of things, both with the podcast is now a weekly thing, so there's no really need to schedule, unless something happens where, like, we can't make it to 1 o'clock or something, or we can't make it to that Sunday. Besides that, it's more of a weekly thing, so I don't need to schedule for that. But back when, me and John would play games and stuff, I was usually the one to be like, hey, John, what do you want to play? What days do you want to do this? Because I was usually the planner. So I like to have things in formation. I like to have things ready. So I would say I definitely have to be time saver here.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like once upon a time, I would have said team life happens if I had to choose between the two of them. And since I do, that's probably what I would have done previously. And I even now, like, I do land somewhere in the middle, but nuance doesn't exist in this universe. So yeah, pick a side.
Yep, you do.
And I would say, you know, time saver, because as I get older, because it's like I kind of want to like be there, get the thing done, and then move on to my life instead of being like, oh, maybe something will occur today as we sit here and wait for an hour while somebody not to name names is not here.
Yeah.
All right, so next teams that we have after that is Money Spender versus Money Saver. I feel like that one's a bit self-explanatory.
Yeah, we don't know.
I like to have no money.
Well, that's what it is, right? Are you whenever you get it, I mean, John, you got paid for your thing, so like it's like think of like a paycheck. Did you spend it all immediately? Not immediately, but do you spend it? Do you like spending money or do you like saving money? That's what that. I mean, like John Noah said, they're self-explanatory, so I don't think we need to explain too much.
Yeah, like I've kind of always been more of a saver, even when I was like really younger, didn't have anything to save. I was just like, you know what, I don't need to buy like 18 billion things right now. And so like I still have money from when I got paid for doing the boot camp stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't want to, you know, spend it all in one place, and then like maybe I need that money sometime. And you know, it's cool to have nice stuff, but at the end of the day, if you have no money, you can't have anything.
Right. Yeah, as for me, I think I don't know, man. I think actually, because I like this is one like John, like where I kind of fall in the middle, but you got to pick a side, right? I think present day, I would say, I think it's money saver, barely though, because there's stuff that I do because I'm a YouTuber, so I like to buy different games. I have like a ton of stuff on my wish list, and I'm like, ooh, that looks like I want it. That I'll probably get. And once I get a job, I'll have more money accessibility. But I'm definitely, once I do get a consistent paycheck, what I'm going to be doing is the classic 50-25 rule or whatever it is, where you save, or you like you spend, or you get your 50% or whatever for your needs, like food and rent and stuff. 20% you save, and then the rest you use for like your wants, right? And that's the plan that I'm going to put in motion once I get a consistent paycheck. So I'm going to say present day and definitely future Ethan would be team money saver. I think past Ethan, teenager Ethan would be team money spender through and through. I was terrible at money management back in the day. But I think current times, I'm definitely money saver.
No, this one, this will be an interesting one. So this one is team versus team, technology saver, savior versus technology evil.
Yeah, it's technology savior versus technologically evil. So this is just like, do you think technology has been tremendously important for our society, and you think it's awesome, or do you think that technology so far is all it's done is cause a lot of harm, and it's not been doing good for us, and that kind of stuff? John, did you go first for the... Yeah, you went first for the money spender, right?
Yeah.
So me, I think that majority of technology has been good. I think the technological advances that we have made have been mostly good, especially in the medical field. The medical field has flourished with a lot of the technology we have. Like I just mentioned in that was the headline where I talked about nanobots. We are literally on the verge of nanobots, people. That's insanity. Like that was a fictional scenario 10 years ago and we were almost close to having it. We have almost fully autonomous cars at this point. And in fact, they're predicting by 2030, normal cars are going to be not extinct, but they're going to be like less used. Like the automated cars are going to be the most popular. So like we're advancing real quick. And the faster it's like I'm not a scientist, so I don't know the word for the graph they use. But it's like I should know it, but it's like a steep graph. So once we keep going, we just keep going higher and higher. Now, on the other side of that, and the reason I could believe why technological evil exists is for social media is a good example of it. That's had some good, but a lot of bad. So, like, I can see that side, but I think I'm definitely on the technology savior side.
Right. Yeah, for me as well, I would say I would agree with you there. Because, I mean, if you even, like, think about, like, back in like prehistoric times, technology was fire, you know, and like that was, you know, fire is a tool, right? If you take the fire and burn down someone's house, then that's bad. But you know, also you use fire to cook your food and you use fire to warm yourself in the winter. So it's like you kind of have something that's mainly bad people will use technology in bad ways.
Mm-hmm.
Where, so like being like no more technology because it could be bad sometimes, and even like things like dynamite, like you think you could blow somebody up, but also it could be used for mining, which would lead to more resources for a particular society. So it's all about like how you use technology, what makes it good or evil. I would say it's as a whole a benefit to society to have technology.
Yeah. Well, on the same coin too, right? Where your dynamite example is, like you said, it's great for mining, but many people have died from cave-ins because of the said dynamite. So it's like it's a real big like toss up because like it's allowed us to get certain resources that we have now, but people have lost their lives because of it. So like, what's the trade off there? You know,
right?
It's very interesting. That's why when I saw that one, I'm like, ooh, we definitely gotta put that on the list because that's really interesting. Like we talk about it and like. We're akin to technology right now. I mean, we're doing a podcast. You on the other side are listening to the podcast on your phone or on your laptop or on whatever, right? So it's crazy.
On your TV.
Yeah, I think when I looked at the statistics last, it was about a week ago, 2% of you are listening on TVs, and I want to meet you. I want to know who you are because I've never listened to a podcast on a TV. I guess if you're working on a laptop and you have a TV near you, I can see it, and you don't want to, and you're using your phone for other stuff, I can see it, but I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. Shout out to the TV listeners.
Yeah, shout out to the 2% of you that are listening on TV. Shout out to the 0.8% that are listening on the Wii. You guys are crazy. I don't even know how that works.
I didn't know you could listen on the Wii.
I think you have to hack your Wii to be able to do that. So shout out to the 0.8% or 0.7, whatever the heck it was, that are listening on the Wii right now. So.
And our next team for this is Keep the Magic, as in Lie to Children, or The Truth Prevails and You Tell Children.
Yeah, so that's like Santa Claus is a great example. Like, should you keep the magic to them and lie to them and have them discover later on that magic is fake and Santa's fake, or do you let them, or do you tell them the truth early on that you're the one getting them the presents and that you're the one paying for it and that kind of stuff? So, John, have fun.
Right. This is a tricky one too, because I'm not even sure where I land on it fully, because. You know, you don't want to, like, you walk up to a 5-year-old and be like, hey, just say no, Santa Claus isn't real. Like, why would you tell me that?
Just walk, John, I can see John walk up to a 5-year-old kid, whispers in his ear, Santa Claus isn't real. Just like, I can see that happening.
They're like, no, you can't see.
No, I've been lied to.
But, yeah, at the same time, you know, you see, like, maybe someone who's like, 15, and like, yeah, you know, I got this present from Santa. Like, no, he didn't. So I guess later on, you know, keep the magic, because, you know, you don't want to ruin, you know, this 5-year-old's whole perception of reality by being like, yeah, you know, all that stuff that you believe in is not real.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, as for me, like John said, this one's a tough one. I think, as myself, I would have to see what my future wife would say, right? Because if she wants to give the magic, I'll allow it, obviously. But, like, I feel like I really would be someone that wouldn't want to lie to them. Because, like, if you're, like, here's the thing, here's the problem with lying early on, right? Is if you're lying to them, keeping the magic and stuff like that, if you're doing all that kind of stuff, then why would you, or then when they grow up and they realize that you've lied to them all these years, then how can you teach them not to lie to other people? Because then they would see you as a hypocrite. They'd be like, well, you lied for half of my life, why can't I lie to other people? Like, that kind of stuff. And I think that creates a problematic future. So I would say, like, as much as I like to tell them that Santa Claus is real and that he's helping do stuff and that kind of thing, I'd have to say that it's, because also with the technology, we just talked about this, with the technology that we have today, when they're like 7 or 8, they could look up if Santa's real and Google straight up says no. So I feel like they could, and that would be something that would be disastrous as well, is if you're not the one that tells them that Santa Claus isn't real. So if you keep the magic, but they find out themselves that Santa Claus is real or isn't real, then oh boy, you've opened up a whole nother can of worms. So I think it's almost disaster. It can be disastrous if you let that lie go on too long, and if you're not the one that tells them that it's that. I mean, what would you even say? Like, hey, sorry. So Santa Claus died. I'm so sorry. He's dead. Christmas is over. No, like obviously. When
it's also something for this particular example. Like, I don't have much frame of reference because when I was a kid, I was like, well, clearly there's not just a fat old man who's squeezing down my chimney to give me presents every Christmas. That's my parents. Like,
right.
I guess it depends on the child's critical thinking skills, because like if you even think about Santa Claus for a little bit, it's like, that does not make sense at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had a kid and they're like, hey, Dad, is Santa real? I'd be like, no.
He's
not.
No,
maybe I'd sugarcoat it a little bit, be like, you know, actually, I'm Santa Claus.
I am your father.
I am your father. So yeah, I did that. Oh, I meant to say, I am Santa.
POV, you've watched too much Star Wars.
Yeah,
no, that's a good idea to think about too, is what I would probably say to my child is like, if they asked me like, is Santa Claus real, I'd be like, well, some people believe it, and it's okay for them to believe that, and you shouldn't be the one to tell them what they can and can't believe in, right? That's what I would tell them, because I would teach them honesty without them being a tyrant and going to people and be like, hey, guess what? You want to know a little secret? Santa Claus isn't real. And then spoiling the magic for the other kids, right? So I think that's how
no,
I would go about it.
Can't be.
But so I think I'm definitely on Team Truth Prevails, but at the same time, I wouldn't want to ruin the magic for other kids, right? So that's what I'd say. I'd say like, hey, other people believe it. You don't have to. I would probably tell them, because the kids like to have a connection with the parents. They like to be, they like to have the same idea. So I could say something like, well, I don't, like, so I tell them the first thing I said, and I'd be like, I don't personally believe in him either. Cause, you know, the sleigh doesn't make any sense. Reindeer can't fly, so that's already debunked. So, and I wouldn't want him to discover it online, because that would be disastrous. Like, just being like, well, how could you lie to me? Like, you're just doing all this terrible stuff, so.
Yeah. Alright, so, next team that we have after this is Cartoons Are For Kids, or Cartoons Are For Everyone.
Mm.
I feel like I have talked about this particular one on the podcast.
It's been a while. No, yeah, you're going
first. It has been a while. Yeah, I'm going first, right?
It
probably doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters. Just go.
Yeah, and I think, you know, cartoons are for everyone. There's definitely some that are aimed towards children. Like, Peppa Pig, you know. A full-grown adult is not going to enjoy Peppa Pig because it's made for children to enjoy. But, you know, you got shows like Bluey where it's made with in mind that adults are probably going to be also watching it with their kids, you know? So it's made to be enjoyable for all ages rather than being enjoyable for just one particular demographic. So it definitely depends. I'm on the, as a whole, cartoons are for everyone. Just, you know, maybe don't watch something that you don't like.
Yeah. For me, I think I'm going to have to agree with John. I would totally watch SpongeBob again. And I'm almost 20, so I have no shame. but like John said, right. Peppa Pig, right? Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch Peppa Pig. Even if my child wants to watch it, I probably wouldn't let him. But let's say I would, then I probably wouldn't watch it. Like, I'd watch it a little bit so that that I'm spending time with them. But I wouldn't, like, pay attention to anything that's going on. I'm definitely letting my kids watch SpongeBob. I'm definitely letting my kids watch, if it's still around, like Little Einsteins. I remember I watched that. That's like a show for, like, people that want to, it helps kids learn about stuff. So if that's still around and I can somehow get to that, then sure. I think modern day cartoons are getting worse though, because I think a lot of people don't enjoy their jobs anymore, because they're being forced to do stuff and they're not getting paid equally. So yeah, I think that's unfortunate. If that were to change, because like the people that worked on the original SpongeBob loved their job, they loved it, and now you hear all of the news that animators are not making enough money to really feel good about their work and that kind of stuff. So it's just kind of sad. But at the end of the day, I think that cartoons are for everyone. And the majority of the time, like I said, the only real time it's not is if you're watching Peppa Pig and you're like 56. I feel like it's a little strange. like you could be watching Law and Order or something, but you're watching Peppa Pig. If a kid's present watching Peppa Pig, whatever, right? But if you're 56 living alone and you're watching Peppa Pig, I have a couple questions for you.
Yeah, maybe that's why they're living alone. Being someone over is like, oh, I guess you want to come over for Netflix and chill, and they come over.
And like, oh my god, Peppa
Pig. They're like, I think I'm gonna go.
That'd be so weird. just like you. Oh my god, that'd be so strange. But yeah, so I'm definitely on team cartoons are for everyone.
All right, next team that we have is cash for the win or credit cards all the way.
Okay, so I went first for that one, so I'll do this one. I can see as a cashier, I'd much prefer if people had credit cards, right? Because then you don't have to count, you don't have to go into the register, you don't have to give them change and that kind of stuff. It just creates extra steps if they have cash. As a consumer, though, as someone that uses money, I much prefer, like, if I'm shopping online, I'm using a card. Because obviously that's really all you can do. But if in person, that's the battle, right? Like, in person, I think I just prefer having cash at the ready. Because, like, oh man, this is another one where I'm kind of in the middle. It's specifically credit cards, though. I use a debit card, so it's talking about credit cards. Credit cards apparently are really good if you use them the correct way. So, but right now, I think this could change in 5 to 10 years, I'm sure. But I think right now, I think I'm on team cash for the win. Again, I can totally understand cashiers and as to why you hate cash, but I think personally, as a consumer right now anyway, I think I'm definitely on cash for the win.
Okay.
Right, and that's another one where it's like, in normal reality, it's like I'm definitely going to have like a little bit of cash. on me and also use, you know, my debit card. But, you know, Nuance doesn't exist, as I said before. And, you know, the guys, I think I would go cash. You know, speaking clearly, you know, for in-person purchases, obviously you can't pay cash for something online. You don't go, like, mail them the cash and then try the thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'm team cash for this one.
All right. So the next teams that we have are friends are forever, family is forever.
Hmm. No picking sides or no picking the middle.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: is like your friends can be your family and vice versa. So I would say friends. Because with the family side of it, right, if you're talking about blood family, then yeah, no, friends all the way. Because, you know, some people have terrible blood family members, and that they can't control that. That's just how they were born.
Yeah.
But like, you know, what your found family and your biological family can be your found family. You know, you can be like, oh, I actually like my siblings. Like I talk to my siblings all the time. I will sometimes call up my brother and be like, hey, how you doing? So, like, I would say friends with as my final answer, but, like, just because there are so many people who have terrible families, and I even, like, some of my cousins, I'm like, I don't, like, hang out with you.
They're listening to this podcast right now, like, John, the next time I see you.
Yeah, my cousin's like, they must be the other cousins. Sure.
Yeah, that's probably it. He must be talking about those guys. And now you get to let them fight over it because you get to be like, oh, like, which one's
talking about? Whose cousin? Which cousin do they think is the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just started some family drama over here.
Yeah, I think John's answer is pretty decent, actually. I think that, because even ignoring the loophole of, like, oh, your family could be your friends, I think John's way of saying it was correct in that some people are born into terrible families. It's really unfortunate, and it's, that kind of stuff just happens. Like, I even heard today of a kid that was at the age of, like, three, or not even three, sorry, like, he was, like, five. He was going to the kindergarten. All the kids bullied him. He got beer cans thrown at him all the time, and then when he went home, his, like, dad berated him for getting bullied, like, for hours on end, would, like, be like, you're such a failure, you're a loser, like, this kid's five. So, yeah, that's really disheartening to hear. So, yeah, people just have, like, terrible families sometimes. And I guess the other side of the coin that they're going for is friends. I think they're talking about, like, friends you just made, because, like, for example, I've mentioned this countless times. Our friend group, I don't think, is ever going to break because of how, like, strong it is. So, because of that, I think that our friend group will be around forever. Now, what I think they're talking about is friends you've only known for like a year or so. I think that would make sense because then, you know, I think we have all had someone that we thought was a friend and then they weren't because they either betrayed us or something happened. And then we've all had those experiences. So I think it's talking about them. But even at the same time, I still think I'm going to be team friends forever because, like John said, if your family is good, they can be your friends too. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Team Friends Are Forever as well.
All right, next team that we have after this is War is Beneficial versus War is Disastrous.
I feel like nobody is saying War is Beneficial.
There is people that say that.
I guess that's fair.
Because the economy goes skyrocketing if war happens.
It's beneficial for the economy, I guess, but...
Well, what team are you on? I can probably assume which one it is, but...
I think war is disastrous. I don't think you should be like, you know what's beneficial for the society in general,
nukes,
as a whole, in the long run? War. Yeah. You know, I think the money goes up, therefore it cannot be bad. That's not how it works, yeah. I don't think people, you know, losing their lives over, you know, land or resources or whatever is worth the money going up for a little bit.
Right.
Because it's also, like, not sustainable for the economy in the long term, because, you know, once the war's over and then there's no, like, money being funneled into that part of the economy, then it's like, well, now we need a new war. And it's just an endless cycle of wars for the sake of the economy. Like, that doesn't help society in the long term.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I think as for me, like, yeah, obviously I can see why people say the war is beneficial if you're talking purely about the economy. But guess what? People die. People give their lives for that. And at the end of the day, is it worth it? The answer is never yes. Because like John said, war is never good for anybody because guess what? People die, like I said, and you have to use a lot of resources. And considering the last war we had wasn't good at all for anybody, no, it's not beneficial, especially for the greater good. Like, sure, it can be beneficial for the economy for a year or so, but is it good in the long run? No. Especially now that we're in a place we are currently where nukes exist, and if we drop so many nukes that we, like, go extinct, then that's not good at all. That's why people are rushing to get us onto a different planet, so that if we somehow destroy this one, we have somewhere to go. But even then, that's, like... And, like, there's also talk about, like, nuking Mars, apparently, to, like... I guess that was Elon's idea, but, like, apparently some scientists agree that nuking it could make the ice caps and stuff happen. But whatever. I still think war in on Earth is pretty terrible, and it does not really create any good situations, so...
Alright, so... Next one we have is... Adults know all versus not everyone is right.
I know what I'm on immediately.
Everyone is right.
John started with the war one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am 100% on not everyone is right. I'm sorry to say, I don't care how old you are. You may have some, you have past experience. I'm not going to deny your past experience. But you are not right all the time. I'm sorry, you are not.
Right.
And it kind of annoys me. I think it's mostly... What was it? It's Gen X, then Millennials, then Gen Z. I think it's mostly Millennials that, for some reason, think that they're always right. Not all of them. Obviously, there's a lot of people that don't think that they're not self-centered. But I think there is a lot of people. I grew up around people that always thought they were right, and it annoyed me so much. And it still annoys me now that, no, you're not always right. So I'm on team not everyone is right. So.
All right.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that one, because it's like, you know, just because you're an adult doesn't mean you're an expert on everything. And even if you are an expert, sometimes experts are wrong, you know? You have, like, especially if it's a more nuanced thing where it's less about, you know, the factual state of it. If it's like, oh, I think this is the best outcome, and then it turns out it wasn't the best outcome, it's like, well, you were wrong, you know?
Right.
And I don't think anyone is always going to be right, because there's also going to be things they don't know about, you know? If I'm like, I'm going to give my professional opinion on something that, on being like laws, you know? I'm not a lawyer. So, like, if I was like, this is how the law works, and someone's like, well, actually, this could be a potential, like, you know, loophole in that law. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that, because I did study that. So I don't have the knowledge to know everything, and no one does. No one can learn everything, because there's just too much to learn.
Yeah, and to your point, actually, is I hear stories all the time, and I don't want to discredit doctors. Doctors do a lot of good, right? But I've heard countless stories of people saying that the doctors told them, you're never going to walk again, or you're never going to speak again. And guess what? They do. And so, like, that not only is amazing to listen or see, but it's like, hey, you were, sure that the statistics said you were going to be correct, but guess what? Statistics aren't always correct. Like, what I mean by that is, like, let's say you have a 90% chance to never walk again. There's still that 10%. There's still, or like I don't want to bring in too much religious stuff, but miracles happen. Like, there's times where it could be 100%. The doctors and the statistics are saying you will literally never touch the ground again, and people still do. So, and that's amazing. So, yeah, to John's point, people, even doctors are wrong, and they spend so many years in school learning about all different types. And I've heard from doctors on YouTube that even though they did all that school, they're still learning stuff because technology is advancing, right? So I think that's awesome. So, but yeah, I think that's
a I think that's a great example to bring up, because even someone I know personally, when they were born or when they were young, they were, like, the doctor was like, yeah, they'll probably never speak, ever. And that was my uncle. And now he knows, I think, 9 languages.
Yeah, that's insane.
Which is, like, insane.
I don't even know 9 languages.
Yeah, I know one and then a little bit of a second one.
Yeah, I'm the same. I know English, obviously, and I'm currently learning Japanese, and I should probably learn Spanish at some point, but...
Right. So it's just like, they said that he'd probably never speak. And like, if, you know, looking at the statistics, looking at his family background, you know, it sort of made sense why they didn't think that. And then they were still wrong.
Yeah.
And like, very much wrong.
Yeah.
So, I would say, yeah, no, no one is always right.
Yeah, no one's always right. And anytime you hear someone saying that they're always right, I'd run. Run far away.
All right, so next games that we got are video games are dangerous versus video games are helpful.
I wonder what we would think.
I was going to say, I think, did I go? Or yeah, I went first for everyone's right? Yeah, so it's maybe you again.
Right. Well, I don't think video games are dangerous, as it might surprise you as someone who plays video games quite often. I would say they are, in fact, helpful, because there are educational video games, you know. I don't know if I learned to read from video games, but it definitely helped me when I was younger with reading, because, you know, one of my favorite games is, you know, Kingdom Hearts. The first game was on PS2, and they didn't have the technology to have a full game of cutscenes, so they split it up between cutscenes and dialogue that you would read. Mm. And so I got better at reading from playing that game, which, you know, isn't even an educational game. It's just a game that involves reading, because it was a PS2 game and they couldn't have the entire game in cutscenes.
Yeah, like John said, huge surprise here. I'm not part of the mainstream media that is targeting video games for some unknown reason, and that is ignoring countless articles saying that video games are beneficial. So video games are beneficial. Hate to break it to you people that are believing otherwise. It's called science, and you should look at it. In fact, let me give you some examples right here. There is I don't know what the group is called, because I'm not a part of it, but I saw it the other day. It's a group online that's dedicated to helping with depression and suicidal thoughts through video games. So they play games together, like Minecraft was a game they advertised. They play Minecraft together on a server together, and they talk. They just talk and play games together. And I think that's awesome. John, of course, made a mention that video games can help with learning and stuff. I think Minecraft Education Edition is a perfect example of that. Education, I know people personally that have Education Edition that are learning stuff through that. I know that during the COVID times, people held graduations in Minecraft. Like, come on, that's crazy. And so, like, there's all... I'm ignoring Minecraft. Like, there's still other games. Like, I think indie games are huge. I think they've been super beneficial to the market right now. Because, I hate to say it, but a lot of triple games are kind of falling flat on the face right now. So indie games are bringing that up. Like, for, like, League of the Comedy, for example, even if you don't like that game, you cannot deny that game, when it came out, was a massive success. Charlie himself played that game. And when Charlie plays it, you know it's a good game, because he doesn't play a lot of games on videos. He'll stream games, but like Elden Ring, but like when Charlie touches it, you know it's a pretty good game. So that exploded. Faz exploded when that came out. So like all these different games, and there might be even games I don't even know about that exploded, right? I also read an article the other day that said that video games have been directly responsible for like 30% of the market going up, or whatever it said. So yeah. Just look at science, right? People, I don't know what to tell you. You can hate video games all you want. You don't have to play them. You don't have to like them, but you have to admit that they are beneficial.
Yeah, and speaking of the economy, you know, we were talking about war being good for the economy earlier. You know, it's also good for the economy, you know, that doesn't cause people to die? Video games, you know? But if you actually listen to the facts about it, I believe the Karens are like, video games caused my son to murder people. No, your son murdered people because he was going to murder people, not because of video games.
Yeah, it was already a preconceived thing that he had. And also, because there's people that claim, like, oh, if you play Call of Duty games, you'll know how to shoot a gun. That's not how that works at all. Like, video games, like, Call of Duty tries to get it right, but they don't, for the way the gameplay would work, you can't do everything right. Because then the game would be, like, reloading, for example. Certain guns you would reload, you'd get shot 20 minutes before you're done reloading. Like, some guns take a while to reload. So it's like, they can't be right, and your accuracy. People's like, sure, your accuracy might go up, but that's not just shooting games. That's like platformers. Platforming games statistically have shown signs of being positive for your cognitive abilities as well as your perception skills. So, like, it's like I don't know what to tell you. If you're someone that believes both that war is beneficial and the video game is dangerous, I really don't know what to tell you.
All right. Next thing we have is tip generously versus tipping has gone.
So, he cut out there, John, but did you hear him?
Something about tipping. Yeah, thing is, tipping, whether you agree with tipping or don't agree with tipping.
No, it's tip. It's like, do you tip generously, or do you think tipping has gone too far? That's the teams.
Okay.
So, did you go first for the video games one?
I did, yes.
Okay. I think tipping has gone too far. What I mean by that is I think you should obviously tip. I'm not against tipping. What I am against is companies not paying their employees enough, and that so they're solely dependent on tips. That is stupid. And companies should, like, if you go anywhere else in the world, here's how I know it's a problem. If you go anywhere else in the world and you tip, like, what you would tip in the U.S. and what people expect in the U.S., you'd be kicked out of the restaurant because they're like, how dare you? Like, they're offended by it even. So, like, I don't understand why companies just refuse to pay workers enough to not have to rely on tips all the time. It's annoying. Like, will I tip? Yes. If I enjoy the service, I will tip. But you should not be expecting me to tip, especially because if you go to my table and you're like, hey, so I want a tip. I want at least 20%. I'm going to be like, well, screw you and your 20%. I'm giving you 1%. How about that? Because, like, I'm not going to – if I enjoy the service, I will tip you. And I will tip you the recommended thing, like whatever. It's 18%, 20%, whatever. But tipping has gone too far at this point. To the point where even, I think it was a state, I don't know what state it was, where on your parking ticket, it has a tip thing. It's like, why? That doesn't make any sense.
Would you like to tip nobody?
Would you like to tip the person that's making you pay money because you parked for 2 extra seconds that you need to do? It's like, no. So, it's gone too far, in my opinion. Like, obviously, again, luckily it's not saying you're against tipping. It's just saying tipping has gone too far. I think we should be like other countries in the world where we tip, but we're not crazy about it, and the companies pay the workers enough. I think that's what it should turn into.
Right. Yeah, like, I sort of agree with that sentiment, because it's like, it's meant to be like a bonus, you know, be like, you did a good job at your job, here's some money to show that I appreciate the good job you did. And not be like, oh, I realize that you don't get paid enough by your boss. Here's some money so you get paid enough. Like, at the same time, I'm going to tip because I know that. And because, like, I don't want this person to starve because I didn't tip them because my food was a little cold. You know, it's just like, it's definitely not where it should be. But I can't really do anything. Like, me not tipping isn't going to solve the problem, right?
Yeah.
But it definitely has gone too far, because I'm like, I don't want to... I buy groceries, I'm like, would you like to tip the cashier? I'm like, why? Why would I do that? The cashier didn't do anything but check out my groceries. Like, there's a self-checkout right over there.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say, like, it asks you that on self-checkout, too. It's like, who am I tipping? Nobody? The company?
I tipped myself, because I checked myself out. All the cashier that I did was verify that I paid the money that I was supposed to pay.
I think it's, I think it's probably Florida. It's always Florida. There was a thing where Costco was thinking in Florida, not everywhere. There was this thing about in Florida that, you know, the ticket check or the receipt checker, you can tip them now. It's like, why? They looked at a piece of paper for 3 seconds, verifying I paid for it, and then they walked off. What do you mean I get to tip them now?
Right. So it's definitely one that, like, yeah, I'm still going to tip because I'm not an asshole. But I do think it's a bit much, especially in the current way we go about it. And the culture behind it's kind of toxic because, you know, if you don't tip, then, oh, well, that guy doesn't get to eat tonight.
Well, and I think, too, that that tipping in terms of delivery has also gone too far, where it's like, if you don't tip a certain amount, the driver will just eat your food, or they'll
write. So you know what? I don't like your tip. I'm gonna eat your food and give you nothing.
Or they'll write a nasty note. Yeah, there was someone I saw that they just threw the pizza at the wall. It's like, why?
All right, moving on. Next teams are wives are always right versus husbands are always right.
Well, neither. We kind of talked about this before.
You gotta pick a team, man. You gotta pick a team. I forgot who went first already. I think I went to first. I went teams are tipping has gone too far. So I think you're first on this one.
Yeah. Which side of sexism do I want to be? Do I want to be sexist towards men or do I want to be sexist towards women? That's kind of what this question is. I don't like this question. I refuse to answer it.
You gotta pick a team, man. That's the whole point of the topic. I don't see it as sexism. I see it as one of these answers are probably the correct answer to me anyway.
Neither are correct.
I mean, neither are correct.
Husbands are always right, or wives are always right. Neither are correct.
I mean, yeah, neither are correct either. But I'm just saying, I think there still could be a correct answer.
I don't think there's a correct answer.
I mean, I can go first if you want.
You know, let's go women.
Okay, I was going to say, I think in terms of marriages, I think you got to go for the wives are always right. Even though in a heart of hearts, we can believe that it's wrong. Like, obviously, like, we're joking about it, but obviously these are both, like, they're both wrong. Because, like, we just talked about this earlier. No one's ever right all the time. But I think for the sake of marriages, you know, there's a comedian I saw that actually made fun of this. It was, like, his name was Don and Linda, Laura, or whatever her name was. It was Don, and so if Don's wrong and Linda's right, Linda's right. If Don's right and Linda's wrong, Linda's right. It's like, it was really funny, like a marriage thing. And so, like, yeah, I mean, obviously they're both completely wrong, but it's still like, I forget the mug. It's like the mug with words on it. My wife is always right, whatever it says. Like, you can still, obviously, it's kind of a joke at this point, but you can know that it's wrong. But I don't think anyone's ever right all the time. But then again, you know, sometimes your wife is right. And you gotta acknowledge it.
Fair enough.
John.
I already answered that.
He said wives are always right.
Alright, just making sure. Alright, next one is kids are painful and kids. Kids are painful and expensive, or kids are a blessing.
Be correct to this one. It's like the opposite of the last one.
John, well, no, because this the left one saying that you don't like kids at all. So John went first with the wife. So I think kids are a blessing generally. Obviously, you're going to have times where you're going to be upset with them. There's going to be times where they're crying up a storm. Speaking of which, I was going to say this at the beginning, but I forgot. Shout out to all you parents out there that actually know how to parent. So if, like, your baby's crying, your child's crying relentlessly, they won't stop. You take them out of the quiet setting, like a movie theater or whatever you're in. That it's supposed to be like a quiet setting. You're taking them out of it. Shout out to you for being awesome parents, because you know how to do that. There's times where, like, I'll see people, like, their baby will be crying. They'll just sit there ignored. It's like, what? But, yeah, I think generally kids are a blessing. Obviously, yes, they're expensive. I think the expensive part can go both ways. I would think the painful part, what they're going for and what I read on the site, was talking about that you hate children. So they could have worded this better, saying kids are not worth it. Kids are not worth it would have been a better, actually, thing to put there. But yeah, so kids. So let's just change it. Kids are not worth it versus kids are a blessing. I think kids are a blessing. That's kind of how the population increases. And like I said, yes, there's going to be times where you don't like them. Yes, there's going to be times where you want to bash your head against the wall because you're annoyed with it. But at the same time, you're able to have the perseverance to get through those hard times, to get to the good times, and all that good stuff. So,
right. Yeah, and the point about parents. I definitely agree, because there was actually a YouTube skit I saw the other day. This one was like, how they expected, then they put in quotes, gentle pairing to be, and it was like, oh, you pushed your sister? Well, don't do that. Go to timeout. And then it's like, responsive parenting, and they're like, oh, you pushed your sister? Well, why'd you push your sister? Oh, she pushed you? Well, why'd you push him? Oh, you pulled her hair? Why'd you pull your hair? Oh, you didn't mean to? Well, then maybe we should all calm down and not push each other. Yeah, so it's like, seeing why the problem started instead of being like, oh, here's the solution to the problem that I don't even know fully why it began in the first place.
Right.
But back to the question at hand, I would say kids are a blessing. I was a kid once, so...
I was a kid once!
As a former child, I would say kids are a blessing. Because otherwise, if my parents did believe that, they had two kids, and then I wouldn't have been born, and I liked being me. So, yeah. Although, I think when it's kids are not worth it versus kids are a blessing, definitely the blessing, because there are a lot of smart kids as well. Like, there's, you see it a lot where, like, people are like, oh, kids are stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. A kid, like, one-ups the doll who's saying that by, like, just providing way more facts than the doll had. So it's like, kids are a blessing in general because they are people too.
Yeah.
And being like, I think all people suck, which, I mean, that's an opinion that is fair. But, as a whole, I would say blessing over not worth it because, yeah, they're expensive and, yeah, they can be annoying at times. But everyone can be annoying at times.
Yeah.
All right. And I think this is our last one.
Yep.
Giving gifts versus receiving gifts.
Mm.
All right, John, have fun.
What if I said neither? You know, like, no one gets gifts.
You hate joy. You hate happiness.
I hate joy.
You're the type of person on Christmas that's spoiling it for everyone else.
I'm the Grinch Christmas. No, I would say, I do quite like giving gifts because, like, I will see something that I know somebody close to me will like. I'll be like, oh, I'll get that for them because it's a nice gesture. I know they'll enjoy it. I also feel like that's a better way of doing it than sometimes when it's Christmas time. Like, oh, I gotta get everyone a gift. I don't know what to get anyone, and then I kind of get stuck there not knowing what to get people. So, giving gifts, I guess both are good, though. Both are nice.
Yeah, I think we'd be fools to say that getting gifts isn't good, but I definitely agree with John. I would say mine is more of a reaction-based thing, where I love seeing the reaction of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like what John said earlier, was like, you get a gift that you know someone's going to like, and or at least you hope they're going to like it, and you see their reaction of it. It's like watching a really good reaction video. You know, who watches those?
Right.
But like, you know, it's one of those things where like you get something good, and you're excited to see what they think about it, right? But yeah, of course, we're not going to lie and say, I hate getting gifts. I'm the Grinch.
Oh, don't give me something. I would never want that.
Woe is me. I don't want gifts. But no, like, obviously it's nice too. But I think definitely getting to see people's reactions and stuff is definitely one of my favorite things. Like, for this last Christmas, I gave a lot of cool things to my grandparents, and I really loved seeing the reaction of it. So yeah, I'd say generally giving gifts for sure.
Okay. With that, I've now got a tally up point. Oh, Jesus, this might take a minute.
I was going to say, too, no, before you do points here, you should let us know, go over each person's team. So you can start with me or John, doesn't matter, but then just list all the different teams they're on.
All right. So for John, you were there's no real order to this, but I'll just say what's here.
Okay.
So, cash, not everyone is right. Money saver, kids are a blessing. Wife is right, giving gifts. Tipping, what has gone too far, video games are good. Night owl, what the hell does that say?
You wrote it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you can't read your own handwriting?
Okay, let's go. Time savior, tech savior, friends are forever, deep magic. Seriously, what the hell does that say?
I mean, what one are you missing at this point? I feel like you're only missing one. I remember Time Saver. You said, "Oh, money." No, you said Money Spender. Kid Magic cartoon. Is it the cartoons one?
Oh yeah, yeah. Cartoons are for everyone.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Do you want me to read what I was, just so you don't have to read through your list?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I was Team Night Owl, Time Saver, Money Saver, Technology Savior, Truth Prevails, Cartoons Are for Everyone, Cash for the Win, Friends Are Forever, War is Disastrous, Not Everyone is Right, Video Games Are Helpful, Tipping Has Gone Too Far, Wives Are Always Right, Kids Are a Blessing, and then Giving Gifts.
All right. And then I did actually give points for small talk this time around, so Ethan, you actually have a point for the small talk you gave, which was job, vacation, and that's really about it.
Yeah, gotcha.
John, you have -5 for terrible no explanation.
Okay.
Then I gave small talk later. I feel like... Me.
You have one pity point.
Pity point?
I don't know what this says. Oh, yeah. 1 point for shameless promotion.
He got a point for me shamelessly promoting him? Wait a minute. How does that work?
Hey, I'm not complaining.
Alright, whatever.
And then, I don't know why, but there's just a -2 John.
Well, that might be probably the ball tax if I had to take a wild guess.
Of course, yes, the ball tax. You gotta take that.
I feel like that's what it used to be, is 2 points, so I'm assuming that's what it is.
You know, I gotta love your point system where you're just like, I don't know why this is the case, but you lost 2 points.
I don't know why you lost all these points, but you lose them anyway.
Yeah. I just feel like I've given myself a better explanation, but I literally just... John, -2.
Was like, you know what? I don't like what you said.
Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe it's just something you said at one point. He's just like, well, I hate that.
Maybe it would have been talking about Life Happens versus Time Saver.
Yeah, maybe.
I said, you know, some people are late. Cough, cough, no.
Yeah, maybe. That was
Oh, wait, the ball tax is already there. -1 point.
Oh, you know, you brought it down to 1. Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, there's just a -2, so I think that brings Ethan to being the winner.
Oh, sweet! The random 2 points that no one knows where it came from.
This is great.
I mean, well, so what's the point total then?
Hold on.
Doesn't even know.
Well, it might just be a list of numbers, yes, Dad.
It is literally just a list of numbers.
The total points of the friends we made along the way.
Wow. Well, I lost in my case. Those was like, you know what? Excuse the guy.
The ball tax is in there somewhere, John.
Yeah, the ball tax in there, a random unknown reason for -2 points in there.
I'd imagine it's what you said, where's the Time Saver thing.
Forgot about the +5 for walk up to kid and tell him Santa doesn't exist.
Yeah.
All right, and Ethan.
Also, just a little brief intermission while Noah's calculating points here. If you were expecting, so this would have been a week ago, but if you were expecting the podcast, it was the John's Favorite Game episode to be specific. If you were expecting that to go up at exactly around the time everyone else's did, I'm sorry. The RSS had some technological issues, so I ended up going around to like 12 midnight almost. So yeah, apologize for that, but, technology sucks. So, you know, disregard everything I said about technology before. It's terrible. It's ruining everything.
It's slightly inconvenienced me earlier, so I say it's the worst.
I hate it. Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, that's why it went up super late. So hopefully it doesn't happen this week, but I can't speak for it. So,
all right, and John, you have a total of 3 points, and Ethan,
Oh wait,
I have what?
You have 10.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I love how. I just heard John go, 3. Oh, let's go.
And then it's just Ethan 10. Oh.
Oh.
Hey, you know, I'm just glad that I got more than negative points. Total,
that's true. That's a small little victory for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're losing points for unknown reasons, you really can't complain when you lose.
It sounded like the 2 points ended up mattering before Noah said the points, but it sounds like because he gave you 5 for the whatever thing was, it didn't seem like it mattered anyway. So. But, I get a winner's speech?
Of course you do, bud.
So my winner's speech is, John, stop being bald and maybe you won't lose a point for it. I mean, come on now. Just grow, if you're ever bald, just grow hair. I mean, they got stuff for that, right?
All the bald people listening, like, oh my gosh, just grow hair.
I figured it out. Yeah, no. My winner's speech is that this team versus team was actually an idea I had a little bit ago. Not a little bit, but like about 3 or so months ago. Then I'm like, oh, that'd be kind of interesting to discuss, like, oh, what if you had to pick a side? There's no middle ground here. You had to pick a side. What team would you fall under? And I think that ended up being a pretty interesting episode. And definitely, I think there's only a couple, I would say, that would change throughout the years, but I think a majority of these are going to stay the same. I don't think money spender is going to happen. I don't think, I definitely think I'm going to be still time saver and stuff. Cartoons are for everyone is still going to be true. So yeah, I think besides a couple of these, I think they're going to remain the same, so.
Mm-hmm.
And John, do you have a loser speech?
Well, you know, I'll say that I was probably rigged to the start, but, you know, good thing about this topic is in real life, nuance does exist, and you don't have to say, oh, it's either this or that. You can say both or neither or somewhere in between. And so, if this is real life, I feel like I might have won. if it was real life, and if Noah wasn't the host.
Well, I was gonna say I probably should have mentioned this during the winner speech, but if you're worried about a fair point system, don't worry because a game show is on the horizon. So.
Yes.
Although Noah won Universal Stability, so yeah, I think you're on a. You're not on a losing streak of the game show, but you could start one if you lose the next one, so.
Right.
Alright, and with that, thank you guys for listening. We hope we've provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. You can find Ethan on YouTube at FlabSexyGaming. You can find John over on Twitch at JeevansFeebans. You can find me at Xbox. Or also find me on Instagram at NowaDog5434. You can also go on to our Patreon and donate money to us if you want, which has its own variety of tiers and things like that. Really, it's just based on how much you want to donate. If anything from $1 to $100. If I remember correctly, if you do the 100 one, we're legally required. So, there's that.
Yep.
Alright, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.